A besieged Ukrainian city could fall to the Russians. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. After 7 weeks of fierce and relentless fighting, Mariupol appears to be on the brink. About 2,500 Ukrainian fighters are believed to be holding out there after refusing to surrender. Russia has warned they'll be destroyed. Further west, more evidence of atrocities in places like Bucha.
Russian forces completely destroyed this area, ruining the lives of so many innocent civilians. The level of destruction is so significant, and as crews try to clear this debris, they have to be careful where they step, a major concern of landmines.
Fox's Trey Yingst. There's still a shortage of heavy weapons on the battlefield in Ukraine, despite another pledge by the Biden administration to provide lethal aid.
What we need to do is learn from here, provide the weapons to Ukraine, but also look to the future of what China is doing. Taiwan has been waiting more than a year for weapons they've already purchased to defend themselves. Let democracies defend themselves.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox News Sunday. The troubles around the world were remembered by Pope Francis, who appealed for peace in his Easter blessing. The Pope celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square for the first time since the pandemic started. As the BA2 variant spreads in the U.S., the White House COVID-19 coordinator tells Fox News Sunday it's still too early to tell if an uptick in new infections from the Omicron variant will also lead to increased hospitalizations and deaths. He also urged older Americans to get a second booster shot. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Starting tomorrow, masks will have to be worn again indoors in Philadelphia, and that has several residents and businesses suing. The lawsuit accuses city health officials of usurping the power and authority of state lawmakers and officials. The city maintains the mask mandate is needed as Philadelphia experiences a sharp increase in new COVID-19 infections. Most states and cities drop their indoor mask mandates in February and early March. Food is being rationed in the Chinese city of Shanghai, where a COVID-19 lockdown has been going on for weeks.
Chinese officials said just a few weeks ago that they would not do another lockdown. They penalized those who spoke about a potential lockdown happening, and then they locked down. It started in phases in March as a way to combat rising case numbers as part of China's zero COVID policy. But now residents in China's largest city who have essentially been taken hostage have had enough.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Last week, frustrated residents confined to their apartments clashed with officials wearing hazmat suits. The numbers at our southern border speak for themselves. Last month, a record was set on migrant encounters.
221,303 total migrant encounters reported at the southern border for the month of March, according to DHS. Last year, when you look at the numbers, 173,000 were on the books for the same period. 2020 was low due to COVID and lockdowns. 2019 recorded more than 103,000. And then 2017, some 16,000.
Fox's Casey Stegall. The fear now is that the volume of migrants will swell next month when a public health order expires. The Biden administration says it has a plan to handle a surge. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.